Bill Piravano. And this week we got a question from Carlos. And he asked, does your program or exercise work for patellar tendonitis? And Carlos, that's actually, it seems like a very short question. However, with a pretty easy answer. And in the short, yes, absolutely. What's really important to understand, though, is what is happening in your knee when you're experiencing patellar tendonitis. And, of course, patellar tendonitis, it's a issue. There's an irritation or an inflammation that's going on in the patellar tendon, the patella tendon. The patella, of course, is your kneecap, and the patella tendon is the tendon that holds your kneecap in place. A lot of times you'll hear about people who have dislocated kneecaps. It's because the patella tendon is not supporting the knee where the kneecap where it's supposed to be. So when you're looking at an issue with patella tendonitis, you have irritation, inflammation in that tendon of the knee joint, of the knee. And it goes back down to the fundamentals. You have inflammation, there's swelling, there is usually some type of misalignment going on with the knee joint, and that's very important. What I would suggest, and I wouldn't necessarily go doing exercises, it's not necessarily about exercises first off. If you're having issues with knee instability, if the kneecap is sliding out of place, then you would want to go and look at the ebook, because the ebook is showing you the how to strengthen the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint itself to support the knee. However, with a patella tendonitis issue, what you would want to do is create comfort first. So the approach, the end result is going to be the same. However, the order in which you do it is going to be different. And this is really key and really important. Depending on what's going on in the knee, the principles will be the same. However, the order of the principles are going to be different. So with patella tendonitis, what you would want to do is begin to create comfort to take the pressure and the irritation off of what's going on in the patella tendon. So that would include, of course, your typical therapy, your RICE therapy, rest, ice, compression, and elevation. However, that's nothing new. You already understand that. That can easily be found anywhere on the internet. What's really important and what differentiates my system is that we need to take the pressure off of what's going on in the knee that's causing all of the pressure to go into the patella tendon and cause the irritation or the inflammation. That can be somewhat of a misalignment in the knee, a twisting, a rotation, a side-to-side that puts extra strain on the tendon in the knee. It can happen as a result of something that's going on in the hips, that if the hips are imbalanced, if the hip is rotated forward or back, there could be a tilt in the pelvis. There's all sorts of things that when the tension increases in the pelvis, it increases more pressure in the knees as well. There also can be something that's going on in the ankles. The ankles, the bone that is in the lower leg can slide forward or backward in relationship to the bones in the foot, causing your gait, how you walk, to change. As that changes, it throws pressure into the knees. Or it can throw pressure into the knees. It's always going to be different depending on who you are. Now, of course, that's going into the anatomical thing that may be going on. We also need to look at water and nutrition. Make sure your water is up to speed. Make sure your nutrition is up to speed. Meaning, you want to make sure you're removing the foods from your diet that cause inflammation in your belly, in your guts, And when you remove those gut-irritating foods, it allows those anti-inflammatory properties that your body needs to send to your belly, now those resources are freed up to send it to your knee so it can heal the inflammation, the irritation, the swelling, the discomfort that's going on in your knee. So it all kind of ties together. This is really important when dealing with chronic knee pain, patella tendonitis, irritation in the tendons, the ligaments in the knee joint. So, Carlos, I hope this gives you a better picture. Yes, my program does help what you have going on, yet at the same time, it's not so cut and dry. There's different ways, there's different entry points of my system, and it's important to enter at the right spot. What I'm saying is, if you get my ebook and you start doing the exercises, odds are it's not necessarily going to be helping your knee for where it's at. So it's important to enter at the right place. Think of my program like a circle, and everyone needs to enter that circle in their own place, right? Everyone needs to go around the entire circle. However, you need to enter the circle at the right spot. And if you're already having lots of pain in your knees, depending on the type of pain, it would be different for everyone. And that's the really tricky thing about the knee. Once again, it imposes a question, well, is the knee pain coming from lack of strength in the knee, or is it coming from lack of strength somewhere else that's causing the pressure to go to the knee? So anyhow, if I were to work with you, what I would do is start strengthening your hips, get your diet squared away, and have you do what I refer to in my virtual clinic as passive stretching exercises. And the passive stretching exercises takes the tension and stress out of what's going on in the knee, while at the same time you're strengthening other areas of the body to line the body up in a way that will facilitate and set up the conditions that make you getting out of knee pain inevitable. So, okay. That's it's one of those things that because it's knee pain, it's not something that I can really show you on a podcast. However, I have all of that information in my virtual clinic. You can go to my website, excuse me, thekneepainguru.com, and there is a tab there for my virtual clinic. Get into the virtual clinic. It's a heck of a deal. I have a ton of information in there for the minimal amount that you would be paying per month. So that's some good information. Some other stuff that I have going on that is somewhat off topic is we're going to be looking at doing a live event next year in the Charleston, South Carolina area. So you're going to want to keep tabs on my website and in the emails that I'll be sending out, letting you know more about that information. For those that are new to this podcast and are interested in getting more information, just go to my website, thekneepainguru.com, put in your first name and valid email address, and you'll get in my mailing list that'll let you know all the cool stuff that I have going on, the podcasts, the videos, new articles that I write in the whole nine yards. I keep you posted as to what's happening. So, okay, that is the podcast for this week. Thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful day, and make sure you take care of your knees. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon.